This is Making Sense in the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride at the Poynter Institute for Media Studies.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness.
These words from the classic novel A Tale of Two Cities could sum up many media companies today. There's no shortage of news or people seeking out information, but newspapers and book publishers are both struggling to survive in our increasingly digital media landscape. There is an occasional exception. This weekend, the New York Times is publishing a 16,000-word excerpt of a new novel called The Underground Railroad. This piece of historical fiction by Colson Whitehead will show up in the New York Times Weekend magazine. It will not be published online. Kelly, why is the Times opting for a print-only strategy when the number of people reading newspapers are at all-time lows?
Well, first of all, if they were printing A Tale of Two Cities, I don't think it would be a good strategy. That's like a really long book, and man, that first chapter was hard to get through. But back to the New York Times in this weekend in this novel. What the Times is trying to provide is an exclusive experience for their newspaper subscribers, the people who actually get that paper thrown onto their doorstep, at least on Sundays. They want to give people a reason to go out and buy that paper, and they want to reward the people who already buy it. And they can only do that with a piece of non-essential news, right? They couldn't do it with something that would even be a feature story because their online readers would get upset about this.
How many people actually are consuming media with paper these days?
When it comes to news, Pew Research actually does really good numbers on this. Only 20% of adults get their news from a newspaper. Compare that to 57% who get their news from TV and 38% who get their news primarily online and 25% who get their news from radio. When you look at age demographics, it skews heavily toward older people. 48% of the 65 and over crowd, they get their news from newspapers. But when you drop down to the next age group down, it's just 23%, and it's only 5% of the 18 to 29-year-olds.
You know, people also are consuming their novels online with tablets, audiobooks. Is the publishing industry fighting the same fight?
It's a similar fight, but it's a little bit different. Books turn out to be a little bit more resilient than newspapers. The American Library Association reports that digital consumption of books has actually plateaued. People started reading digital books, and a lot of them are returning to print or becoming hybrid readers, meaning that they have a Kindle or a tablet. They also read some books in the old-fashioned hardcover or softcover way. The final trend, though, that we haven't accounted for and we won't know for a couple of years is reading on smartphones.
So there might be some kind of special value that's available only in hard copy.
Well, it's not like it self-destructs after you read it. You can always pass it along so somebody else can read it. There's also the idea of an experience that is exclusive to one place and time. Now, if you're on the business side and you're looking at selling this experience once or being able to sell it over and over, that long tail of revenue that CFOs are always chasing, it's really hard to justify the immediate experience over the long revenue tail.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, will you be sitting down with a book or a tablet for your next good read?
So I just broke my Kindle, which means I'm back to hard books because it turns out you can't replace the screens on those things.